news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's now been 6 months since the former guy's evacuation from the White House, and a slew of new books are hitting the shelves with some damning information. For instance, Washington Post journalists Carol Lenig and Philip Rucker report in their forthcoming book, I Alone Can Fix It, that Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley worried that the former guy would attempt to use the military to stage a coup. The book reporting that Milley told friends and colleagues he was on guard for a, quote, Reichstag moment, but didn't expect Trump to prevail. He said that Trump and his supporters may try a coup, but they're not going to effing succeed. Milley reportedly said, quote, you can't do this without the military. You can't do this without the CIA and the FBI. We're the guys with the guns. Regarding the Reichstag moment, quote, the book also claims that Milley saw Trump as, quote, the classic authoritarian leader with nothing to lose. And he feared that he'd attempt a coup rather than admit defeat, but told colleagues he was prepared for that eventuality. With more revelations coming out every day, some are asking why these stories were held for books instead of being reported when they actually happened. That's a question I'll pose to some of these authors as they guest on my show in the coming weeks. This tidbit comes not from a book, but from The Guardian newspaper. They're reporting on an alleged leak from someone inside the Kremlin, resurrecting the allegations contained in that infamous dossier. Right? The leak reportedly states that Vladimir Putin personally approved a nefarious plot to throw Russia's support behind Trump's 2016 campaign. The document states that Putin and his top lieutenants agreed that a victory for a, quote, mentally unstable Trump would permanently weaken the United States. The leaked document also reportedly states the Kremlin has so-called compromat on Trump. It cryptically refers to, quote, certain events that happened during, quote, non-official visits to Russian Federation territory. The purported leak doesn't explain what those events involved, only referring to an appendix that was not attached to the document obtained by The Guardian. Now, Trump is known to have visited Moscow on a number of occasions in the decades before he went to the White House. One memorable section of the Steele dossier claimed that the former guy and some Russian prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room, you know the story. So perhaps the infamous P tape actually exists. But the document does go into great detail on what the Kremlin really thought of Trump and why they wanted him to win. It reportedly describes the orange one as, quote, an impulsive, mentally unstable, and unbalanced individual who suffers from an inferiority complex and therefore is the, quote, most promising candidate. Wow. The document also reportedly predicted that a Trump win, quote, will definitely lead to the destabilization of the United States socio-political system and a, quote, social explosion. The papers also threatened to insert, quote, media viruses into American systems to help exacerbate the chaos of a Trump presidency. Sounds like they succeeded. And yes, the Trump years were horrific. And new polling shows that the leading Republican 2024 contender, should Trump not run again, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, as a Floridian, this frightens me for many reasons. Earlier this year, DeSantis pushed and signed into law an anti-protest bill that specifically sanctions demonstrators who block roadways and raises criminal penalties for participants in protests that may get out of hand, even if they're not to blame. And it would give civil immunity to motorists who might run down a protester participating in such a demonstration. Well, on Wednesday, major highways, including Miami-Dade County's Palmetto Expressway, were closed as protesters marched in solidarity with the massive street protests going on in Cuba. Not only haven't the authorities enforced the law against these protesters, they cordoned off the highway to give the marchers free right of way. Civil rights groups, including the ACLU and NAACP Legal Fund, have asked a federal judge to block enforcement of the law, HB 1. A motion filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Florida states, quote, plaintiffs and their members are reasonably frightened, not only because they could be arrested and held without bail for peacefully demonstrating, but also because, under the law, it's more likely that plaintiffs and their members could be seriously injured or killed by people who disagree with their message. That's DeSantis, or death sentence, as many of us Floridians call him. The more you know about this guy, the more disgusted you'll become. Here's another example. The DeSantis campaign team on Wednesday rolled out some merchandise, T-shirts and koozies reading, quote, "Don't Fauci my Florida." DeSantis famously would not allow cruise ships who sail out of Florida ports to require vaccinations or proof of vaccinations. It's all just Orwellian. But despite people like DeSantis, the White House is pressing forward with vaccination awareness efforts and disinformation busting campaigns as the Delta variant threatens to become even more pervasive. On Wednesday, pop star Olivia Rodrigo visited the White House to meet with President Biden and Dr. Fauci to promote vaccines among younger Americans. She stopped briefly inside the White House briefing room.
I am beyond honored and humbled to be here today to help spread the message about the importance of youth vaccination. I'm in awe of the work President Biden and Dr. Fauci have done and was happy to help lend my support to this important initiative.
From the It's About Time file, the Biden administration is launching an effort to relocate thousands of Afghan interpreters and translators who worked for the United States over the past 20 years. Many of these allies fear for their safety amid the ongoing U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. This could go a few different ways. U.S. officials have suggested that the Afghans could be granted humanitarian parole, which would allow them to enter the U.S. temporarily and be relocated to U.S. military installations. Or they could be granted opportunities in overseas locations. The Biden administration has faced criticism from bipartisan lawmakers and advocates for not doing enough to protect our Afghan allies, who may now be in danger as the Taliban gains ground. Justice Stephen Breyer has finally addressed the speculation about whether or not he'll retire from the Supreme Court and allow President Biden to handpick a younger replacement. In an interview with CNN, the 82-year-old jurist said he hasn't decided when he's going to quit, but he did say he is enjoying his time on the bench. When asked if he's decided on his retirement plan, Breyer simply said no. Then he went on to say he has to consider two things when making his decision. Quote, primarily, of course, health. Second, the court. Breyer said that he's enjoying his new leadership role on the court's liberal wing, saying his seniority, quote, has made a difference to me. It's not a fight. It's not sarcasm. It is deliberation. Oh, please, just retire already. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.